Friends, this is the day that you've been given. It might not be the day that you expected. In fact, in this season, I'm willing to bet that it isn't. However, like the words Mordecai uttered to Esther, maybe you were made for such a time as this that you might act. And if you don't, God's going to find a different way. However, as we finish up our time with the book of Esther today, we are reminded of the way in which not only does God make a way, that God makes a way through people, people with first names and families and relationships, and people who God chooses to position in places of influence are the way that things get done. And so this is the day that you have been given. And we have a choice. Each of us has a choice whether or not we are going to follow or pursue that big God-sized dream. And so today, we're going to kind of answer some questions of so what? As we've been journeying with through the book of Esther, we're going to ask that question of so what does this mean for me today? Or what does following and chasing my dream look like today? And rather listening to me kind of prattle on about some of the practical ways, I want you to hear from a few of those in our community who are chasing their dream in such a time as this. The first family that we're going to hear from are Sarah and Sean McNally. And listen to the intentionality about the way that they realize that they have to make space and allowances so that they might live into the dream that they have set before themselves. That being dream catchers isn't just going to be a spontaneous combustment of oh, well, you know, we didn't even have to try. But rather, they have to be intentional about making time and shaping it out and protecting that is most important. So let's take a listen.
Hey, guys, it's the McNallys. Chris asked us to talk about how we're living into our dream in these uncertain times. And for both of us, kind of our dream is to be good parents, to be, you know, good, family members. So, you know, the way we've been doing that is by, obviously we're spending a lot of time with this one now that we're both home,
which is the best.
And we are doing a lot of FaceTiming with grandparents and aunts and great grandparents and the whole gang, friends, family, everybody, as well as doing lots of socially distant walks with friends and family to keep in touch, and picnics as well. Yeah. And, you know, we're both working from home now, so we've kind of had to balance that and kind of work on that together.
Yeah, it's been a learning process. We had a bit of a learning curve at the beginning, but we found a way to kind of schedule our lives around this one. And then also being respectful to each other's jobs, and the time that we need for that. And I'm also in grad school as well. So, you know, picking up the slack when mommy has to do a paper or a discussion board or something like that. So just always being 100% for each other, and just making sure that we feel supported and respected, and keeping this one number one in our priorities. So I hope you guys out there are doing really well. I know it's been a really hard time, but just keep looking to your family and thinking about all the time that you get to spend with your loved ones during this time. We hope you're well.
I love the way that Sarah and Sean have made such a powerful effort to make sure that there are socially distant and safe ways that they can continue to be family and prioritize family first. Whether that's blood relatives or those who are like family to them, they make space and allowances so that it's not just a filling in spaces where the other needs it, but rather supporting and always looking for the win for the other person. And speaking of looking for wins for others, The next person that we have to share is someone who I have loved to see growing and taking on their dream in a powerful way. And when a pandemic strikes and it seems to be an easy out to not progress or continue, she and her fiance just keep going, just in a different direction.
Hi, I'm Deandra, and I'm a member of the Faith Point community. Last fall, I moved from Maryland to Wisconsin with my fiancé, Brad, to start a PhD program in nutritional sciences and follow my calling. While I haven't been able to go to campus these past few months, this season I'm chasing my dreams through writing on our blog, That Science Couple. Brad and I are working together to speak our truths and share science in an understandable way. Our goal is to help provide resources about improving your health through nutrition, balancing your financial life, and living more sustainably. We invite the Common Table online community to subscribe today and join us as we write to inspire lifestyle changes that will help you add life to your years.
Deandra's really clear mission for the Science Couple to add life to your years is something that stuck with me since the first time I saw their clip. It's amazing. And that's the kind of dream chasing that we are all called to do. Now, I have one more that I want to share with you today. And I think it is a beautiful story about how there is this sliver, this kind of glimpse, not, you know, maybe you think it's a mirage in the distance, but there is this big God dream and story that each of us can step into, and that it might even take some convincing of others to help them get on board with what we're trying to do. I want you to take a listen to Sarah View and what she's been up to even in such a time as this.
Hi, Common Table family. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Paul.
And together with our daughter, who right now is upstairs, asleep.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
And we stop looking after her at 6. Like, that's our cutoff.
We make up Team Fark of You.
And this is the 10th time that we've done this.
Anyways, what first came to mind for me when I got this email from Chris was that the realization that I've been chasing a dream that I didn't even realize was a dream when it first all came to fruition. If I look back over the course of my life, specifically my professional career, I can see now how things have come into place where God has made big, big moves to create something that's happening here in Frederick. This fall, Frederick is going to be opening the first recovery high school in the state of Maryland for adolescents who are struggling with substance use disorder. And what the school aims to do is create a space, create a community for kids who have probably often felt like they've never belonged, have likely suffered from trauma, and who've coped with all those things by trying to numb out those emotions through drugs and alcohol. This was something that not everybody in my family was always super supportive of. In fact, even my own mom did not think that I could take on the job of running such a program in such a school because she didn't feel like I had the educational background in administration. However, and this is how I see God working in and throughout all of this, is she watched a documentary called Generation Found that highlights a recovery high school that is incredibly successful in Houston, Texas, that has helped many, many, many families be restored to hope. And after watching that documentary, she approached me with tears in her eyes saying, you'd better chase this dream. So we've been working really hard here in this family. Paul's been incredibly, incredibly supportive, and so has Jackie throughout all of this. And so I know that myself and my family and you all here in Common Table have been incredible cheerleaders to help bring this to fruition. And the way that I know, like I said, that this is a God-sized dream, not a Sarah-sized dream, is that I didn't embark on my career path one day and say, I want to be a principal. I just embarked on a career path saying, I want to be able to help people. And now here we are, being able to help impact our community in this way.
As we close today, Sarah's words remind me of our scripture about this call, and what we need is patient endurance in this season. Friends, it has been a blessing to journey with you through this book of Esther. But now the call, the command is in your hands. This is the day that you've been given. Maybe you have been made for such a time as this. That rest assured, our God will find a way, because our God is a hope dealer. However, when we choose to share and to chase that dream, wonderful things can happen. Amazing things can happen. Things that we will be proud to be a part of. And so throughout the week, we'll probably post more of the full story of some of these stories that were shared, or other dreams that have been chased in this season. However, in all that you do and all that you are, may you be reminded of Esther's story, the one book in the Bible where God's name isn't even mentioned, and yet God's fingerprints are all over it. Friends, thank you so much for being part of this. It has been a blessing to be part of this conversation and this series with you. I can't wait to see what God is doing next. May you be encouraged that you have a call, a big God-sized dream in your life, and for a time such as this, you might move in ways that allows the Spirit to work and transform the hearts and minds of you and those around you. Let's pray. God of grace, I give you thanks for this day, for the ways in which your community witnesses to your faithfulness, for the way that they continue to chase dreams of continuing on with that value of family, or sharing and adding a life to years, or serving a hurting community that is so underserved. God of grace, in all of these things, may we be bold, may we be courageous enough to finish that good work that you have started in us with your help. Amen. Thanks, guys.